Hi, I'm Sydney Spear, and today I asked students around Roslyn High School if they knew what the Underground Railroad was, or if they've even ever heard of it before.
I've actually never heard of the Underground Railroad.
Maybe it's like a railroad that ran underground?
Don't know what the Underground Railroad is.
No, what is the Underground Railroad?
No, I don't know what the Underground Railroad was.
Yup, you're hearing that right. A ton of high school students are not even aware of what the Underground Railroad was. This led me to further investigate what it was and even its relevance in my very own hometown. Contrary to the name, the Underground Railroad was not an actual railroad that was underground. Established in the 18th century, the Underground Railroad was actually a series of passageways, secret routes, and safe houses to help guide runaway African American slaves to freedom. As to how this system actually worked, a variety of people, including white Quakers, farmers, abolitionists, and even former slaves, worked together to help these runaways reach freedom. According to National Geographic, some estimate that the Underground Railroad helped to guide 100,000 enslaved people to freedom. There was no specific start of the Underground Railroad, as it ran through southern slave states all the way up towards the north. Being from Nassau County, a popular restaurant that I often go to is the Opus Steakhouse located in Jericho. But what took me by surprise is finding out that not only is it now a popular steakhouse, it was once a key stop along the Underground Railroad. I've always been fascinated by history and the Underground Railroad, so finding out this occurred right next door to me was absolutely mind-blowing. Intrigued and wanting to learn more, I decided to call the restaurant to see if they were even aware of their own history. Luckily, the person who picked up the phone was the assistant general manager of the restaurant, Tim. He happened to know a shockingly large amount of the restaurant's history with the Underground Railroad.
Actually, the founder of Hicksville, his house, like, for, like, a while, were advocates for, you know, like, the Underground Railroad movement. But they were, like, hush-hush. It was never, like, documented, you know? So, I know that, like, this was, like, a very, very, like, real part of the movement. You know, it helped a lot of people.
As Tim said, the problem was that there wasn't much documented information. But what he did know was that the restaurant was once owned by the Hicks family, so I dug deeper. I was able to confirm that the building itself dates back to the 1800s and was once the home of Valentine Hicks, an abolitionist and Quaker. Their house had a secret stairway leading to an attic, where the runaway slaves were offered respite before moving again. It is believed that the Hicks family even owned a wagon with a fake bottom so that they could conceal the runaway slaves beneath piles of flax and hay. One documented story featured in the book, The Underground Railroad on Long Island by Kathleen G. Velzer, that caught my eye was about a runaway enslaved man working alongside freed blacks on the Hicks farm in Jericho. When a slave catcher came by the farm, the enslaved man began to run and attempt to escape. The man was then approached by Valentine Hicks, who urged them into his house and had him hide in the attic until it was safe and could be brought to Long Island Sound by hiding in the secret compartment of their wagon. What seems to be years and years later, the Main Maid Inn, a dining place and inn across the street, bought the old Hicks house and moved its restaurant there. What was once the Hicks house would soon become referred to and known as the Main Maid Inn for almost a century. Credited for its historical significance, the inn was given landmark status in 2008, in which people thought the former Underground Railroad stop would then be preserved. But as time went on, the over 200-year-old building grew empty and abandoned. Eventually, what was once the Hicks House, then the Main Maid Inn, was bought by Tony Scotto, a popular and established restaurant owner, who eventually turned it into the restaurant it is today. On the call, Tim began to talk about how Scotto was aware of the rich history behind this building, even mentioning the necessary lengths they had to go through when constructing the now restaurant.
Mr. Scotto, he's very, very well aware of what the history of this building, for sure. It got to the point where when he wanted to make this place a restaurant, there was a lot of, like, parameters that had to be met, you know. There's certain things that we could do and couldn't do. So basically, when we built the restaurant, we couldn't, like, modify the building. We just built, like, inside of it. It's literally like a shell, like, inside of the original building.
Although many questions are still left unanswered about the true history of this place, I'm glad to say that I have at least uncovered some of it. One thing I'm sure of is that every town has a rich history that is waiting to be uncovered. I hope this inspires you to go out and learn more about yours.